be glad. Yes. He'll always be just like he is, God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, I want to, Holy Spirit, just let's start 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And I hope that you're doing your confessions of faith. I'm not 100%, but I keep them in my heart. And let's confess them out of our mouth. Amen. Words change things, right?
Yes.
Words change things. The word moves mountains. Faith moves mountains. Faith-filled words is our great advantage. We have the Word of God in us that builds faith. And when we speak God's Word in faith, it's going to work, right? God's Word will not fail. So when we speak God's Word, it's going to work. And then we need to tack on to the end of that, that we walk by faith, not by sight. If it doesn't change instantly, that doesn't mean it's not going to change. Things will change, right?
Right.
Okay, right. Hallelujah. So here in 2 Chronicles chapter 10, Corinth, what's that in Greece? Anyway, let's begin reading verse 3, please. Chapter 10, verse 3. Let's say the Bible says. He spoke to us a while ago. I'm going to open my word to you. Believe it. When you read it now, believe it. Believe it with a different attitude. But that was from heaven. I didn't say that. So, Father, we thank you for opening your word to us. And revelation will come. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. And you can also tack onto this, Ephesians chapter 6, the armor of God. You know, we put on the armor of God. Our weapons are not flesh and blood, but they are mighty to the pulling down strongholds and such. So you can tack all that onto this. But he says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We can't fix everything in the flesh. Things in the spirit are spirit, right? So we had to attack them by spiritual ways. And that is ways of the Word of God, speaking the Word of God in faith. How did Jesus defeat the devil on the Mount of Temptation? With the Word of God. You and I will never be tempted like Jesus Christ was tempted. Never. Have you ever been offered to have rule over all the kingdoms of the world? Have you ever been taken up to a high thing just in a matter of time and said, you know, hey, all this is yours. If you'll bow down and worship me. We've never been tempted like that. That was real, y'all. That's not a make-believe cartoon or comic book. This is not Captain America here. This is Jesus head on with the devil. And he's been fasting for 40 days. And the devil doesn't come when we're strong. He's watching. He comes when you're weak and when I'm weak. He comes when he didn't come on the seventh day of his fast, he came on the 40th day.
Right.
40 days without a chocolate chip cookie. I couldn't stand it. But Jesus, and there's been a lot of people done a 40-day fast. Y'all want to call a 40-day fast? Debbie, speak up now. She says no. We're going to go with Debbie, okay? We're not going to do that. But anyway, 40 days. And, you know, he said, if you be the Son of God. So first and foremost, the devil will come with you questioning your identity. We get in church, I'm more than a conqueror. About Thursday afternoon, about 4 o'clock, I don't feel so conquerish. Something's happened. I had a flat tire or something, you know. That's when the devil comes. He will attack your identity if you be the Son of God. He'll question you if you be a child of God. Mm-hmm. Turn that into that. Turn those stones into bread. Mm-hmm. You know. Right when he hits you right in the point where you what you're desiring, like food after 40 days. Right? Then he says again, if you be the Son of God. He took him up to a high pinnacle. All this is yours. Remember this. Always remember this. The devil is a liar. You think he's going to give all that to Jesus? Jesus knew that. Guess what? Lynn Morgan knows that. Big T knows that. This bunch, these three right here know that. We know that. The devil is a liar. He said, I'll give you, he's not going to give you anything but stealing, killing, and destroying. He's out to get you. But Jesus said, no, no, no. I've redeemed you from that. Stay redeemed with your words. Stay redeemed with the renewing of your mind. Know who you are and do not step back from that. I am a child of God, right? Let's say it together. I am a child of God. In fact, I am a child of God with an inheritance. The one in me is greater than the one in this world. And devil, that's you. And we called the devil out while ago in prayer, and we're going to call him out again tonight. In the name of Satan, you get out of our houses, you get out of our workplaces, you get out of our recreation, you get out of our schools, you get out of our government, you get out of anything in this world that pertains to us. We are not of you, devil. We are of God.
Amen.
Amen. And we got to stand firm on these things. It's always that story I think about, you know, this lady had a little dog and it would run after her, you know, to get in a car, and she was going, get on back in the house. Well, guess what? He didn't do it. But finally, she turned around and said, get back to the house now. She wouldn't kick him. That's her dog. I might, but no, I couldn't say that. But when the authority was raised, the dog went back. That's one other key thing. It's one key thing a while ago. Never, never lose your identity of who you are in Christ Jesus. If you do, you're sunk. Because you can recover. Because the blood of Jesus is there. Amen. But I don't want to recover. I want to stay on the top all the time. Why recover when I don't have to be defeated? If you be a child of God. We don't have to do that. Praise God, y'all. We are who we are. Let's see. We'll pick on you. Jimmy's way up there. But he's sending me signals.
I'm sure.
Who are you? What's your name?
Diane
Rapay. Okay. You used to be a porter. But now you're repay. But nobody can take that out of you.
No.
You are who you are.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
And you belong to him.
Amen.
He belongs, and you belong to him, and he belongs to you.
Right.
Amen. Don't forget that.
I don't.
You don't. Because he's going to be in serious trouble if you do. Anyway, but see, we got to know who we are. We got to enforce it. Authority. The devil responds to authority. That's it. I said the devil responds to authority. Well, let's just all stand up, please. Put some into this for yourself, because you'll be challenged on this maybe even tomorrow.
Greater
is he who's in me.
And
he that's in this world.
Satan,
Jesus
took all your authority.
and all your power.
All your power.
And he crushed you.
He crushed
you're
me.
Under my feet.
You're under my feet.
I am
a child
of the living God.
Of the living God.
And
I have his name.
Satan,
Jesus lives in me.
And he has all power
and authority
in heaven
and in earth.
In the name of Jesus,
I always win.
Devil,
you
are really nothing but a liar.
So I believe the opposite.
Dismissed, devil. So you may be seated. Thank you. That was good. Feel better?
Yeah.
All right. Hallelujah. So we see here, verse 5 again. Well, we'll just go 4. For the weapons of... I'm sorry, Doug. Let's go 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No, let's go. Let's go with 4. For the weapons... Time out. The Lord's going to show us something in his word. I'm going to say, I got a weapon. Ooh. I got a pocket knife. Or I got a gun. We got weapons, but they're not natural. A bullet won't stop the devil. He'll stop the person that he's in, but he won't stop the devil. He'll just go to another person. So, we got weapons. I'd like to know what my weapons are. Dina, would you? You got weapons?
I do, yeah.
I'll ask David about that when I see him. Yeah, right. For the weapons of my warfare. So there's a war. There's some Christians sitting in church even tonight thinking, que sera, sera, whatever will be. Everything's just lovely.
Bless
their hearts. Their darling hearts. Bless their darling hearts. That's not the way it works. And then there are others. I've got the Holy Ghost. I speak in tongues. Da, 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 da. Yeah. The devil can't bother me. Well, let me tell you something. When you get tongues and the Holy Ghost, you're in the post office of hell, your picture's down there. He don't like you. And when we start taking authority over him, he don't like you. He's going to stir up something. But he can't win. Why? We got weapons. We got weapons. For the weapons of our war are not carnal, but they are mighty. Everybody say they're mighty.
Mighty.
Through God. In the name of Jesus. Right? Through God, through the word of God, to pulling down of strongholds. Strongholds. How do we do that? That's not a carnal situation there. Strongholds are in the mind, in the spirit. So how are you going to pull them down? Through words, through faith in the word of God. And that's how we do that. And we also have a will. Amen? If the devil could stop you from getting saved, he wouldn't let you walk down the aisle that night. Your will, the devil can't break your will unless you let him. You make the bad decision or whatever. But, and God won't cross your will either.
No.
We're free moral agents. That's why we preach the gospel. That's why God's a God of faith. We preach the word. We all hear the faith and the word of God. We make that decision for Christ. I don't want to go to hell, do y'all? I don't want to live under a curse, do y'all?
No.
Well, what do we want? I want God. I want prosperity. I want health. I want everlasting life, do y'all? Well, sure you do. That's why this Bible is written for us, and that our weapons are not carnal, but they are mighty. Everybody say mighty.
Mighty.
Through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. If sometimes they pull down strongholds, is that what it said? No, it says it will. It says it will. Okay, verse 5. Casting down imaginations. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, I don't think that necessarily means that you're going to be such goody two shoes that you can't enjoy going to fishing or whatever else, having some fun, right? But this talking about pulling things captivity and every thought into the obedience of Christ. What also, this starts out casting down imaginations. I would be embarrassed to let an imagination whip me all over the country. Isn't that true? Y'all the only two that got that. Let me give you a dollar. Okay, hey. She believes in prosperity. Hallelujah. Let's see now. I got one. Oh, I got one. I got to pay up now. I'm going to quit saying that. Sometimes I might say 100. Ooh.
I'll receive it.
Look at her. We learned a good truth right there, T. You know there when they left Egypt and the women went back to get stuff? God didn't send them in. The women clean house, buddy.
Amen.
They not shamed or nothing. They're going to go get it. Hallelujah. So, casting down imaginations. What in the world could that be? Lynn, do you know what that might be? Somewhere along the way, our brains get a little sideways. Has that ever happened to anybody in here? And all of a sudden, you're rolling along. It happens. We've seen it in church. We see it all our lives. Everything's going fine. And then one day, well, I just don't think I want to serve God. I don't want to go to church today. Why? Well, I imagine that I have more fun fishing today. Or going to a ball game. And that's nothing to do with fishing a ball game. But I'm saying this is just how this works. Imaginations. If they don't line up with the Word of God, don't go there. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. That don't mean you're going to be a robot. You're still going to have fun. Amen? Okay. We go fishing Monday. Casting down imagine. We got to cast them down. Throw them down. I'm not going to imagine, you know, that God, where'd you go? He hasn't moved. And just think about those imaginations, because we'll have opportunity to do that probably before we get home. You know, if I could just get a new house, we're imagining things. Things aren't going to make you happy. They'll make you comfortable. But they're not going to make you happy so much. Amen?
Amen.
I'd be happy to have certain things. If you're walking to have a car, I'd be happy about that, wouldn't you, Peggy? So, but I'm saying this. It's the spiritual things that are lasting. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Well, if something is going to exalt itself against the knowledge of God, it must think it's pretty high and mighty. Well, the devil thinks he's high and mighty. He wants to overtake God. Just don't let him. What's that mean? He's greater than him. We can tell him in the name of Jesus, you're not so high and mighty, devil. Come down. Come down from your lofty places and get under my feet. Amen? Leave my kids alone. Whatever you got to do. Bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So think the things of God. It will say, I have the mind of Christ. That's simply what that says. I have the mind of Christ. We've been saying that for 80 years. No, we can't say that. We haven't been that. We're not that old. But we've been saying it for a long time. I have the mind of Christ. So how do you get that? Through the Word of God. Now, we were talking this morning about Jesus has been made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Right? Okay. He's been made that to us. I don't have to make it. Aren't you glad? I don't have all the wisdom. Virgil, I think I'm a pretty smart guy. But when you think that, that really shows how dumb you are. Really? All right. But Jesus has the wisdom. He's been made unto us wisdom. The Bible plainly says, in the Godhead is all the wisdom, and that's Christ, Christ Jesus. So the book is the wisdom of God. He's going to reveal it to us. He said he would tonight. Amen. Going to teach us by the Holy Spirit tonight. And every time we open the book from now on, God's going to show you something. Let's claim it. From now on, every time I open the Bible, God's going to show me something. Put your faith on it. Faith moves everything. Faith moves God. Yeah. Begging don't move God. Asking for the same thing 40 times a day doesn't move God. Fasting don't move God. It moves you. It gets your flesh under your spirit. When you say, I'm not going to eat, my flesh goes to crying. Oh, I want a cookie. I want a pack of M&M peanuts and Dr. Pepper. Put that down. Jesus has been made unto me wisdom. It's there. I just have to go get it. He's been made unto me. What was the next one? Wisdom? Righteousness. Oh, he's made me right. Now let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. These are big things. Let's just say this out loud. I ain't as dumb. I shouldn't say I ain't. I'm not as dumb as I used to be.
No.
I know Christ.
I know Christ.
I have Him. I have His Word. I'm His child. Woo! Glory to God. I'm somebody. There's a crown waiting on me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'm one day closer to getting it. Hallelujah. I know where I'm going. Isn't it just comforting to have that kind of wisdom? And it's also comforting to know that he's been made your righteousness. He did it. He did the work. We just believe in what he did for us, and we get to walk in it. Amen. Just believe, and you'll receive. Just believe, and you'll receive. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe, as Jay said, I think it was Jay this morning said, believe the word. Believe in the name. Say the name. You'll be saved. Do we believe that? Yes, we believe that. Jesus has been made my righteousness. I don't have to perform for him. You're not a trained seal. Now, when you are saved, things are going to change. Amen? But because we all tried to do better, didn't we, Keith? We all tried to get there by baking pies and doing right. I'm sorry, I just couldn't do it. And neither could you. And you know what? God knew it too. For after thousands of years, he said, son, you're going to have to go pay the price. You're going to have to become that lamb because they can't do it. God knew it in the garden. And that's why he said in Genesis, Satan, I'm going to put an enemy between you and the seed of woman. That's Jesus. He's going to crush your head. You'll bruise his heel, but he's going to crush your head. God knew what was happening. This is not a new thing for God. Let me tell you, God knows who he is. You know, some people say it like this. Sometimes, you know, God just thinks he's God. And that's a good thing. So you need to think you're the son of God and the daughter of God. Amen. That you have an inheritance, that you are, by the spirit of adoption, been made a child of God. Amen. You may not have to go into court like you do in the United States and get letters and papers that says that, you know, so-and-so has adopted so-and-so and now you're mine or you know, you're theirs or whatever. This is by the Spirit. Jesus' blood paid for it. It's written in red by his blood that you belong to God. And I really think God would take offense if we said, well, no, I'm not. You know, I ain't acted real good here lately. Action's got nothing to do with it. It's what's in your heart and your relationship with God. Amen. Don't matter what name's on the door of your church. You just got to have it right in your heart. Amen. Casting down imaginations. All right, so he's been made unto us wisdom and righteousness and, well, what's that other big word? Sanctification. Y'all ever heard that? I've been sanctified. You don't hear that much anymore. What's a good word? I think it got misused. But they thought it sounds real religious, doesn't it? I've been sanctified. Dina done got sanctified. Woo! Glory. She got in that tent. She got sanctified.
Hallelujah.
Well, you did. But. That means he's now called you out.
Uh-huh.
We're in the family of God. Let's say we're in the family of God.
We're in the family of God.
Yeah. Yeah. We're in the family of God. Amen. You're not just a Brian or you're not just a Morgan. You're not just an Osborne. You're in the family of God. We can almost say we're special.
Yeah.
But really we need to say Jesus is special.
Yeah.
Because he's the one that caused it all to happen. Amen. So sanctification is a... It's a clean slate. You've been called out. You get to start over. Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Amen. Sometimes we make such a mess, we just need to start over. It's a clean slate. And then the last one on that we talked about this morning was redemption. I don't mean to be rehearsing this just to let you know that maybe you weren't listening this morning. You're going to learn something tonight. But this is what the Holy Spirit had me to do. So here we're going. So redemption. Jesus has been made unto me redemption. He's freed you. You didn't free yourself. He freed you. He became our redemption. He walked out of hell and death into life. Because he did, we get to also. We are free. Everybody say, I'm free.
I'm free.
So, if you think about that, say it again, I'm free. What does that make you before? A slave? A bondservant? A pilgrim just trying to get through the heat and the cold? Just an old sinner saved by grace? Well, you're not an old sinner anymore if you're saved by grace. You're a child of God. So stand up. Become who you are. Amen? Praise God. All right, so redemption, we've been freed. And that is good, good, good. Everybody say, that's good, good, good.
That's good.
Okay. We got down here this morning to, we talked about the betrayal and the mock trial, all the things that Jesus went through. And to see him come out of the tomb, to see him for the first time as Mary in the garden when he said, Mary. That's one of my special times in the whole Bible. Have you ever heard him call your name? You probably have. Nothing sweeter than that. You belong to him. He belongs to you. Hallelujah. So, the betrayal, the coming back, and now he's walked out of the tomb and things are getting good again. Ever say things are getting good again? They just watched him 3 days before die. And I had this thought a while ago, as before I got up here. You remember in the Passion movie when Jesus had to cross and he's going up to Via Dolorosa and he fell?
Yeah.
And Mary, his mother, ran to him and he said, don't pray for me. Pray for yourselves. My God. He knew how it was going to come out. Everybody say, I know how it's going to come out. I know how it's going to come out. It's going to come out good. Amen. We're going to win. In fact, we already have won. Because God cannot fail. He cannot fail. We're on a winning team forever. Amen. So, it was bad, but then there he is. He's alive. And now, 10 days later, after walking around with him and, walking through the garden and doing all this stuff, and he's teaching you things, you know, about what's next, and da 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 for 10 days. Everybody say 10 days.
10 days.
For 40 days. Y'all learned something in 40 days. And I'm sure they did. But then he says, y'all come up here, over here to the Mount of Olives. And with excitement, here they come. And he begins to talk to them. He says, tarry in Jerusalem till you be endued with power from on high. Okay. And then, what does he do? He's gone again. Then it'd be so much easier if he walked with me every day personally, like they did. Because I wouldn't have to even think. He would take care of everything. He always did. They went to kill him one night and push him over a cliff. He just turned around and walked through. There was a storm so bad they said, don't you care, we're going to die? He says, peace, be still. Boom. They got to the other side. Can we walk on the water? Peter said, can I walk out there to you? Yeah. Now, what if you're the other 11? What would you be thinking about Peter at that time? He's just showing out. He's just showing out. He can't walk on the water. He showed out, all right. Jesus said, come. I think we can come to him any way, any shape, any form. He never turns us back. Can we say amen on that?
Amen.
Even if it takes a miracle, Lynn, he'll give you one to get to him. If Peter had to touch him at that moment in time, Jesus gave him a miracle to touch him. And then he saved him as he began to sink. Peter just showing out. I don't think so. There was maybe more to it than that, but still. I bet the other nine, after it was over, the other nine are going, I wish I'd have gone with you. I wish I'd have gone with you. Amen? Well, let's all go together. How about that, y'all? Let's venture into the things of God. Let's begin to live a life that we never dreamed of before. Let's begin to experience the goodness of God. Let's just open up and remove all the limitations and all the blinders and all the religious junk that we may have in us and get rid of that and just start living for God and with God every day of our lives. What about that? I'm going to wake up tomorrow and I'm still going to be God's favorite. You can say the same thing. Because he loves us all the same. We are free to do that. But I got to go to work. Well, I'm thankful I got a job. Amen? I'm thankful I got a good car to get there. I'm thankful for everything. Amen? God gives us all the good stuff. Amen. Hallelujah. So, here he goes. And they watch him going up. That's got to be pretty cool. And there he goes. He's gotten up to the clouds. It was real cloudy that day. The clouds were real low. I think not. I think we watched him go. They watched him go way up. And then, whoop. Now what are we going to do, Lynn? He's gone. But he gave me special instructions, Peggy. He told me to go with all these 120 and stay in a room with them for 10 days. And I wanted to go home and do something else. Well, I got to go to work. I got to do it. When this first started after his resurrection, there was about 500 of them. And when he got to the other room, there was about 120. I bet the 380 are kicking themselves still in heaven.
Yeah.
I could have been up there. I could have experienced Pentecost just like they did, but I had to get sick, get it later. Mm-hmm. Don't miss out on the things of God. Now, I'm speaking to all the empty seats here tonight.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Don't miss out on the things of God.
Right.
All you prodigals, just come on back.
Yeah.
Come on back. Come on back. The door's wide open.
Yeah.
Everybody loves you. Everybody needs to put their sitter in the seats. Because God can, He'll have a word for you. Like this morning, when he said, I'm going to put back all the broken pieces in your life. Where are we? Ooh, Jesus. It's going to take me 2 weeks to get through this message, Keith. Or longer. But anyway, it's going to be good. He ascended. They left there. And what did the angels tell them? Why stand ye here gazing? I can just see them. Golly. Gomer Pyle. And he's gone. So they go back to Jerusalem. And they go back to where Peter and James and John were staying in that big upper room. That was a nice house because it had the open concept. I've been in that room. It is just a big room. The second story is just a big open room. No kitchen, no bathroom, just a big room. And I'd stay there 10 days. Amen. How many of y'all want to? Well, we're not going to go there because I could get in big trouble. You put all us together for 10 days in one room, I don't know. We'd have to really pray just to get out of there alive. 10 days. But on the 10th day, the day of Pentecost fully come. Let's say it like this. Everything changed. All that, they're so sad because he's gone. Well, he's back. As we said earlier, they got baptized.
Baptized.
With the Holy Ghost. I think it says with the Holy Ghost. Inside, we're anointed outwardly on the outside, and we're also anointed on the inside. So when you got immersed in God, the Holy Spirit, you got all of it. Don't say you got cheated. Well, I just didn't get as much as old Lynn got. You know, he loves God. Well, yes, you did. Ever say, yes, I did.
Yes, I did.
You got just as much as Billy Graham or whoever else.
Right.
We have the right to get it. Dig it out. Walk with him. Talk with him. And just let and begin to live our lives in great, let's say it out loud.
I'm going to live my life
from this night forward
in
great victory. And devil, you better get out of my way in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord. I thank you for everybody that's here. They are the very, very, very best. Lord God, thank you for showing us your word in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I ask that you bless everyone. That's just been the greatest week we've had. And we give you all the praise for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
Tell somebody love them before you go.
Amen.